delighted to be here.
So
I'm not quite sure if you can hear me.
Very quite well.
I've never been known to say nothing.
Can you say something?
I couldn't say something back. And I'd much rather say nothing. This is most extraordinary. Then again, being dead is an extraordinary business. Assuming you're talking to people on earth who are supposed to be alive and are very much dull and dead and dead in consequence. Destroying business within.
Yes.
Seems to mean a great deal of interest. My work,
David.
To say a great deal and come to them saying very little. The simple reason that we're hemmed in with lives is extraordinary communication. Why they cannot invent something more congenial, more beautiful, more successful, this I don't imagine. I suppose one must be grateful for medium. The ability of mediums had to be human beings was so difficult, so complex. Take this medium, for instance. If you would see this medium as I do, in this side of life, with no eyes, what we have to contend with.
That's all it's quite awful.
So, who we have you on there?
Why I'm at different times my day, surely what I did is far more important than my day.
Yes, it would be surprised.
My name got me into a great deal of trouble when I was on your side.
I'm
sure you're much more pleased to have me through than I am to come.
Oh?
At least, there's been more correct to say that I'm quite happy to come. But I certainly wish to be much more congenial in trying to convert to pass through to you my thoughts through this particular method of communication, which may or may not be successful according to whatever way you happen to view it. But from my point of view, it's an irritating business. Here am I trying to talk intelligently to you, and I find this fluctuating faith that I have to you makes it practically impossible to say that. When one writes, understood what has meaning of pain. There's nothing to bar you. Clearly put in doubt from people in your throat. Then you have to use another human being to demonstrate that which you feel intensely within your spirit. I find it extremely irritating because how can another person be responsible for that which I want to convey to you with clarity and intelligence? No individual can ever act as an instrument in a good sense. I remember way back centuries ago when I must be, if not to you today, and I used to cry to people to portray characters that I had created, the same lines that I had given them. These sounded often so strange to me, as if they were not my lines at all. Yet they were. The people, they tell them, seem to have a lot of information. They tell them, seem to be able to put some weight behind the right word, to convey the meaning behind the thinking, to give it authority and tone and color. And where the people were, in all due respect, very important gentlemen. Same applies here, using a medium to communicate with you from the side of life, like using an actor on your side to try and use that button to impersonate, to give through, as it were, one step or that which was written in case of my place. All very confusing. Oh, you might as well know. My name is Wilde.
Oh, so am I. Oh, yes. Yes.
How fortunate you are.
Oh,
yes. I say how fortunate you are to have met my books.
Yes, I have. Yes,
I suppose I should be highly flattered to know that you read my books. I've got one or two. There's another suggestion that you bought too, which is very nice to know. Not that I'm getting any of the loyalties. No doubt you belong to a very good library.
Well, can you tell us something
you like from the outside writing? Well, I must admit it's a relief to be asked to discuss one's life over here in preference to one's life and on earth. Because in any case, my life here on earth is pretty well known among the gossip mongers. I would say, sure, my life here is not unlike my life on earth. You'd probably be very horrified if it happens to be perfectly true. And I've no regrets about it whatsoever. I'm perfectly happy and perfectly contented. And I live a life of delicious things. But only as the world speaks, because as the world speaks this, it is no longer things here to be human and to be natural, but on earth to be natural is to be sinful. But over here one should be sinful because it is natural. For the world has a strange idea of this. I live a natural existence here, and I'm perfectly happy. I have my friendship. And I had my friends, to which you can't have friendships without friends, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What an extraordinary couple you are.
Why?
Well, I've heard about you. How you strive to reach people on your side, to invite them and to uplift them. But you think they're going to be any happier for that? Having seen so many people, I think they're much happier in their misery than in their darkness, and then they are in light. You show illumination, the person may start feeling like mad and run like mad and escape from illumination.
So,
I know, I'm being facetious. Then, of course, I do realize that there are many people in your world who could be helped by this truth, but not against it. At the same time, there are many to whom it might even be a bad thing. So, they are happy some of them are with that thing. What a pity to take me away from those things. Those who lost, they do not choose in the wilderness. Oh, I would say that, even they have it. Why take away something from a child that amuses you to keep it quiet? After all, you want the child screaming because it's lost its joy. Knowledge comes with a dark life, they were told. That's why I came into the house and I chewed it. They hadn't really grown to walk in there. What an extraordinary girl you are.
And I find it to you that it's a little problem, really, is people like children, that I have knowledge. And they have express their knowledge.
So many of those on your side have said, isn't it, to know this knowledge, to know this truth, to know about communication, to know about life after death. So many of them seem to me rather like overgrown children. They haven't really benefited from that knowledge. Indeed, it seems to me that some would be better like it.
Yes, there is a point there that some would be better for that. But the way you really use it.
You know, you don't want to attack this subject if you were some missionary going out into darkest Africa. You might end up in the cooking pot, you know.
I thought you meant about the morning cooking pot.
I'm quite sure you have, and I'm quite sure the people who stirred the cooking pot for you have been spiritually.
Yes. Yes.
You'd be much safer among the wildlife.
Yes, I agree with you.
These spiritualists. You know, I've been to many of their so-called meetings and stuff. You know, if it were not rather sad, it would be highly amusing. I've been to some of these seances, these meetings. And really, it's so pathetic. Mm-hmm. I've seen dear little old women in bathwater standing up or waiting as if so they thought, thinking, no doubt, they were being controlled by some great entity or soul from this side. Their imagination would run right in bathwater. So much harm is done by these strange creatures. Why is it that the women of 60 turn into this sort of thing and become most extraordinary characters in consequence? They would be much happier pushing a bassinet up any sort of road. Possibly. They certainly hadn't been given birth to children, but they didn't birth to some very weird creations supporting to come from outside of life. Why should I tell you what I'm doing?
Oh, you're interested in that.
Actually, dear sir, I'm still writing. And I'm still having my plays performed. And I am off school department to go down into the last stairs to help. I should be called to that. Possibly you might even interpret as well. Probably I'm more suitable to help people on last stairs who then progress very much myself. But actually I'm very much in tune with all people. My mind, I trust, gives me the entree, even if my reputation does not.
Oh, I don't know. I think you're all true.
My reputation does not worry me. But it seems to worry a hell of a lot of people out of your society.
Your books are very valuable to his knowledge.
Yes, more money has been made out of my reputation since my death than ever I was able to make out of my plays, which goes to say that still it's very successful.
You said
it
a while, you always had a very open mind, didn't you?
My mind was always wide open.
It was above the average, you see.
My mind was always very wide open, and as you say, above the average. Can you tell me what the average is, and how open a mind should be? I was always ready to receive inspiration. Indeed, I might say that my successful work was due to the fact that I had an open mind, and in consequence, much was poured through it of inspiration. Which was highly successful, and I feel sure that if it were not the fact that I was high-minded, you wouldn't have had perhaps some of the successful work that I was able to perform. Mm-hmm. But of course, all this is a matter of dispute among many people. One man's rat poison is another man's meat.
Yes, Oh, no, I
think
I'll get
it right
as a
spark
somewhere for
a certain time. Oh, don't take away our own personality.
No, no, no.
My dear, be pleased.
No, no.
But I'm quite suggested that I'm inspired. I was always inspiring figure. In fact, now I've become almost all inspiring, possibly for some days. You wish we could drop the pistols, dear, Mr. Darius.
No, no,
it's a bit curious. It's obviously
yours.
So many people, when on Earth, were so serious that they couldn't fail to be acted for it. And I refused to join such a gallery.
Yes, please don't drop it,
because
it wouldn't be you if you
dropped that one. This I took into perspective, because there would always be people who say, how do we know that it was not the wild? And so I'm expecting to come back very much the same attitude towards life and towards people, and to say the same sort of things that would be expected of me. So for your sakes I do this, because I know, poor dear, you're struggling so desperately hard to convince. Mm-hmm. And if I could assist you to convince, then I should be doing some good work with many by high some of my block. Oh.
Well, since you've been on the other side, have you
learned anything? I'd be a most strange person if I hadn't learned something after being here so long.
Mm-hmm.
We all learn, whether we like it or not, whether we are apt pupils or not, we all learn, no matter how bad the teacher.
Were you surprised
when you found yourself? Nothing that ever surprised me. And certainly nothing was thought of as surprising regard to God, because she was the person who was always doing those surprising things that one was to read all the one day in the Bible. In fact, she seemed such an extraordinary character that he became interesting in consequence.
Yes. how actually did you find yourself in the classroom?
They are man-made. One learns to discard them. A man's judgment will vary in his repose. But in we must endure, even for a short time, one realizes how very much we are all part of the other. We are all entwined in tune, though sometimes at first it seems that there's very much out of tune. We are all very much in tune and all very much of one mind and of one spirit. So the infinite, those all God's children eventually begin to merge the retainer individuality and separate personality. We all begin to merge into the harmonious and in consequence begin in a condition of peace and quietude and harmony where all of each have his or her interest, such as there may be some utility urge me to work in various ways, others do not. I prefer to continue to write because writing was to really extend my life, and I'm hoping to find the instrument on your side, if I can, whose mind will be sufficient here that I might be able to transmit new things, new works, new things in truth, which will help humanity and enlighten humanity. But always remember that the best way to reach man's heart is not to tell us, but to reach his heart is to realize that one must give to him something which is finally more than material thing, something of the mind and spirit, which will last in time itself. I feel the time is to do this work.
Well, you know, the real time is that your book may survive very, very much. It's just a few words.
I wonder if that should last under the name of one.
And I also read about your trial too, about the last. And I thought you didn't have a very clear trial.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's very unfair,
yeah.
Your
trial has
been enacted several times.
It is, I know. It's been the most highly successful part of my career.
Well, have you any,
or please, any advice? I'm very complicated speaking to you, making and taking it away. Oh. It's just I can't get my mind clear all the time, something not making sense. No doubt I should improve. Carry on, what did you wish to ask?
I said, everybody
knows in
their heart, have you had some regret
during
something that you didn't do
while you were on tour? Well, my first regret was that I didn't stay longer
in your
place. Well, of course. I still had desires. I still wanted to write further. I still wanted to reinstate my first state in no school and no society. Not that I ever felt completely undoubted, but I was sufficiently vain to assume that I could recapture my old post in the world. But that's a long time ago. Since then I've changed.
Mm. Yeah. Is there anybody you would like to give a message to? Well done.
I don't think there's anyone left on your side that I have any particular desire to send a message to.
Have you met Sarah Shaw, Doctor?
Oh, I can make sure. Of course, I met Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
What a man.
That's it, yes.
Extraordinary character. Brilliant. His father. Well, I've not seen things I'm supposed to do to tell the state to build.
What people like on your side of planning up for you? Say something about the Abbey.
You mean Victoria?
Yes. Oh, you know, you're there, there's something like that. You're not there, don't you? Anyway. You're still acting on it. You're still on play when that time. That's
what we're doing. It's still life.
Mm-hmm.
Continuous. Our world is you've done things as I've made up. You have very similar to your heart. You have all the manner of demeanor that you are accustomed to. Even more beautiful. Nature, as you know, nature exists here. But the worse aspects of the more irritating aspects of nature are not non-existent to us. For instance, we don't have pets, such as flies, earwigs, and all the irritating things that nature concocts to annoy man. Those things seem to disappear for us there. We seem to have all the beauty and the loveliness of nature without all the petty irritants. No more spotted flies. I smell them once in the lunch in the afternoon chair with a swatter. And she had a spot in our food. I often wonder what she must be doing here without her spotter, without her flies to spot. Oh, a long time ago, things have changed. I live in London. I hardly recognize it. Thank God I lived before my time.
Yes, it's just this.
You don't recognize all the
tall
buildings that
are going up. I don't recognize hardly anything of London. And I'm very happy that I came as I did, and I departed as I did. I really want to live in your London today.
What are your buildings like in your unknown time?
They're all manner of buildings. For those who I live, they are all evident. Great beauty.
For towns or cities?
I know you could call them cities. They are cities in which untold thousands of people live and have their habitat, but so different from it. In some ways, they're like the old.
But you don't have cars or things like that, do you?
No, thank goodness we do not have those machines. Horses, we still have. Animal pets. Much that meant so much humanity. And humanity to some extent gave to in return. Just as one's pet dog, one's pet horse. Animals are very near to humans. Unfortunately, humans are very often near to animals. Sometimes I think the animals are more advanced than humans.
Yes.
And if they follow their natural instincts, and they're not, in consequence, considered doing anything morally or otherwise wrong, human beings are always in trouble because they are trying desperately. Often to fight their true selves. Man should be allowed to be his true self, because only by that can he help together. I do not mean by that the crime as such should be recognized or in any way assisted. But there should be some curb, that is true, by the law. But the law has such strange ways of working. It cannot understand frailties, or if it does understand the frailties of the human, it often punishes unnecessarily. We must help each other, we must learn to be more kind and more tolerant. We must try always to trust those in the other person's faith. Try to realize that we have a duty to others, and that the only way we can help to find our salvation is to be merciful, and to be good, and to give. Love.
Do you ever touch yourself in writing?
Yes, I do. Very beautiful house. The house of my own heart. I don't get anything like this. It is because I find myself creating this. But even then, writing this house, creating if I ever came here, by my thoughts, by better thoughts.
So with the garden and all that other time?
I have a garden. Not too large, but sufficient.
Yes.
I remember one for the outdoor life. I appreciated nature, but I preferred to watch nature from a distance rather than to always be underneath her, glaring light. One perceives often more clearly, more distinctly from the distance. I was still, I would have a go through here and there.
Tell me
sometimes I see the defeated grasses. I've done it as much for your benefit. Oh,
you're not
going to have measured this. So throughout me. Otherwise, if I have not to some extent my own self, people will say that cannot be. Mm-hmm. So for your sakes, I do this. That can and will draw on things which we should speak about in due course. May God bless you. That is a common thing to say, I think, when you say goodbye to Scripture and justice. May God bless you, my friend. Now tell to the rest. Be one of them. Goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. White.
Bye-bye.